The Rock says,
what?
The other guy.
Oh, fast on the block, and they at your door. What you gonna do? Flush your work, ho. Flush it. Flush the work, ho. Flush the work, ho. Go. Go. Fast, hit your door. Better flush that door. Fast. Flush that work, ho. Flush it. Flush that work, ho. Flush it. Flush that work, ho. Flush it. Flush that work, ho. Go. Take that pot, I hit it.
Man, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed, also known as King Flex People. And I'm broadcasting live right now from Los Angeles. Shout out to everybody in the chat room on Ustream. Shout out to everybody tuning in worldwide. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Now, today's show is brought to you by Shepherd's Harvest. Now, your health is your wealth. Are you searching for those superfoods and herbal teas to boost your immune system? If so, you have found the right place. Shepherd's Harvest. They are a nutritional supplement and herbal tea company, and they have the finest organic products on the planet. So you want to hit that website. It's theshepherdsharvest.com. Let me give you that again. Theshepherdsharvest.com, or you can call up at 1-800-487-9035. Get your health together, family. Now, today's phone number is 818-850-5404. We're going to take some calls. We're going to get into some game, but we're going to get into another quick commercial break, so y'all don't go nowhere, family. We'll be
Master
right back.
Master the game by joining dating and life coach Mr. Locario live in New York City on Friday, May 15th at So Techie Spaces for his new seminar, Reclaim the Game. Mr. Locario has some exclusive new realistic approaches to the dating game that will help you be successful with women. Purchase your tickets at MrLocario.com. Space is extremely limited, so pick up your tickets today at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
What's going on, family? This is Tariq Elite Nasheed, and I'm going to be doing a live lecture in Philadelphia on July 5th, 2015, at the International House of Philadelphia. Now, that's at 3701 Chestnut Street, Philadelphia, 19131. Doors open at 6 o'clock. It's going to end around 10 o'clock. I'm doing a live lecture. I'm going to be chopping up a lot of good games, so I want to see your face in the place. That's July 5th, International House of Philadelphia. Get your tickets now at TariqLive.com. That's TariqLive.com. Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
Are you ready? Are you ready for that hot fire? Get ready to step your game up with Tariq Elite Nasheed on Tariq Elite Radio.
Do you love the Coons?
Oh, do you love the Coons, baby? Do you love them? Jesus loved the Coons. We're back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Now, everybody, we got some brand new shirts available at TariqElite.com. That's the clothing site. We got some brand new shirts called In the Beginning There Was Melanin. And I'm saying people are loving these shirts, family. People are absolutely loving these shirts. So you need to get your shirt at TariqElite.com. These shirts are flying off the shelves right now, family. I'm telling you. People love these shirts. It's called In the Beginning There Was Melanin. Real deep. Think about that, by the way. I'm going to get on that at another point in time, but just think about that saying, In the Beginning There Was Melanin. People are loving the shirts. That's at TariqElite.com. And also, don't forget my latest lecture. That's available right now at Where is it? And where is that? TariqRadio.com. That's my latest lecture. It's at TariqRadio.com. My newest lecture that I did live in London. You can get that now. The game in that is very heavy, family. The game is very heavy in that. People are loving that. And you can stream that online now. So you can get that right now at TariqRadio.com. And also, all my Detroit people, I'm going to be in Detroit. When am I going to be in Detroit? I'm going to actually be in Detroit on July 18th. So that has been confirmed. July 18th is when I'm going to be in Detroit. And it's going to be at the Southfield Center. That's at 26,000. That's 26000 Evergreen, Southfield, Michigan. You can get your tickets right now at TariqLive.com. So all my Detroit people, all you people in surrounding areas, you're in Flint, all those places. I know a lot of people from Toronto are coming down to the Detroit lecture. So you guys don't want to miss that. You can get your tickets right now at TariqLive, T-A-R-I-Q, live.com. Ladies and gentlemen. Now let's see who we got on the phone. A lot of folks are calling. There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about today. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, what's up? This is Arthur Hopper, man, from West Palm Beach, Florida, checking in with you.
I'm good, man. What's going on with you, fam?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there, man. But I want to highlight you, man. I'm trying to start something down here in Florida, West Palm Beach, man. And I don't got all the greater thinkers together down here. So everybody giving a commitment next Saturday. But what I'm thinking is, I know I should scratch economics. I know that much. But I have a lot of older people want to get with it, too. And I'm thinking to myself, the more research I do, the more I realize how the older generation felt. I'm a young dude.
Yeah.
So I'm like, should I kind of lead the older crowd out of this?
Yeah, the only older crowd that I would deal with are the ones that have been putting in the work challenging white supremacy since they were young, like the James Smalls and the Phil Valentines and Kaba, all the people that's in Hidden Colors, basically. These are the elders that have been putting in that work for years. So unless I see an elder who have done that work, I'm not really rocking with them, because a lot of times they'll send the elders in there to kind of sabotage shit. You understand? So always find the people who put in the work, because if these motherfuckers, if they done sat under white supremacy all their lives and now they want to be on some revolutionary empowerment thing, but they've been sitting up working at the goddamn Ford factory for 80 years, and now they down. No, they're there to sabotage, bro. Yeah, so
I appreciate that, man. The cool train in full effect down here, man. So I'm just trying to, you know what I mean, avoid that sidestep, all that.
Yes, indeed.
So I appreciate
it. Much respect, fam. Yeah, man, the coon train is definitely in full effect. Shout out to all the people in Baltimore. Like I said, I was in Baltimore last week. I had a town hall meeting. I know that TV1 had a town hall meeting. I know there was a town hall meeting on TV1. I didn't get to see it, but I heard it was pretty decent. A lot of people were asking how come I wasn't a part of that. And nobody really asked me, so I don't know. But I heard it was decent. And again, I was out there in Baltimore talking to the progressive-minded Melanoid brothers and sisters, and we had a great town hall meeting out there. I'm going to have that available, too, for instant download, hopefully sometime this week. But the dialogue was very good, and I the purpose of having that was to have it in a venue where we could get away from a lot of the fuckery, because there was a tad bit of fuckery going on down there, just a little bit, not too much. For the most part, brothers and sisters out there in Baltimore, they represent. But I wanted to just get away and get inside of a venue where we can sit down and talk logically and just kind of move the emotion out of it. Because a lot of times that's what we have to do. We get into these emotional bags because we react to white supremacy, especially when white supremacy shows its violent side. So we got to stop being reactive, and we got to learn how to be proactive. So I think we had a very proactive town hall meeting out there in Baltimore. Now, when I was out there, you know, I saw a lot of inappropriate things, like people dancing and rapping in the crowd, because I went down to the epicenter where everything pretty much went down with the uprising the other day. In one of the areas, this is where everybody's pretty much gathered, and you got a lot of the media outlets set up, all of the National Guards and police officers standing there, and you got military tanks driving down the street. It was a sad look, really. And I put an Instagram up about it, how, look, we're in an American city and there are tanks being dispatched against American citizens. In 2015, we have military tanks rolling down a black neighborhood. And like I said to Jesse Lee Peterson, black people are militarily controlled. He doubted me when I said that when I did the debate with him last month. But black people are militarily subjugated. Ultimately, that's what it boils down to. We can say whatever we want to say, but at the end of the day, we're military subjugated. So always keep that in mind. And the white supremacists, they're fully aware of that. That's why they'll try to deceive you first. And when they can't deceive you, then they'll roll out the military. So black people have to always keep that in mind. And while these tanks were out and about, right next to the tanks, you got people out there dancing in front of the camera. There was some Michael Jackson impersonator running around Baltimore, dancing, cooning. It's real sad. It's extremely sad. And you had other people dancing and shucking and jiving while the camera was on them. You had people out there with speakers and microphones freestyling while people around dancing, and there are military tanks out there. This is last week when I was out there, and I'm thinking, people don't understand we're in a war. Black folks don't understand it. Let me say that. Black folks, we have to understand, and I did a show about this, you are in war. You don't dance and sing in war. You're in a war. So a lot of black folks have this, we're going to party like it's 1999 mentality. It's that whole defeatist mentality where you just gave up. And somebody else got shot a couple of days ago out there in Baltimore. They shot another brother in the back out there. So while people out there shucking and jiving and dancing and rapping, they're still shooting people. So this just goes to show, you can't be out here playing with white supremacy. These people are strategizing, creating think tanks, pooling their resources. They're burning the midnight oil, coming up with ways to disenfranchise melanoid people. And black people out here dancing and partying just because they've backed certain police officers up a little bit. See, we don't know how to parlay the victory. We want to party and celebrate little jive bullshit victories. Dude, it has to be deeper than that. We're too quick to party and celebrate. That's not the business. And black folks out there hugging and kissing the National Guard and all of those Sambo shit, that's not a good look. But really, all that rapping and dancing, that threw me off. I'm like, do y'all understand the severity? And you know what? People do understand the severity. It's not like they're naive to the severity of it. When we see people rapping and doing the Michael Jackson while they're military helicopters with guns and cannons and army tanks pointed at you, and your reaction is to dance and sing and pander for attention, you know what the fuck is happening. You've given up. That's just people who have given up. They're like, fuck it. That's that whole Titanic mentality. When the Titanic was sinking, they said the band decided to play all the way to the end. That was the whole legend of the Titanic. Since the ship was sinking anyway, everybody was going to die. Let's just play good music while we die. And there are a lot of black people who have that We're going to die anyway, so let's just get one more party in before we die. Not let's stand up for ourselves and fight to the end. Let's just dance a jig and buck dance and coon and tap dance one more time before we die. I talked about this on my show a few weeks ago on Ustream, where there was an old black man. He was like 90-something years old, and they brought him on the news. It was a white weatherman, and they brought this old black man. Hey, this guy's 92 years old, and he wanted to come in and dance. And they just started playing music, and his old ass just started just buck dancing. It was the saddest, most embarrassing thing. He had like he had a James Brown wig on. It was just real. That man was just sitting around waiting to get one more coon dance in before he died. You know that's sad when the last thing you want to do is get one last buck dance in for Massa. So we got to start changing our mentality. Well, the younger people, let me say that. The younger people, we can't let their minds get poisoned. That's why I do the Hidden Colors series. Let's see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are calling. Let me get a couple of calls. A lot of stuff I'm talking about today. What's up? Who's calling?
All right, what's going on, Tariq? This is McAdoo, homie. What's going on with you?
I'm good, player. Where you calling from?
I'm out here in Ontario, California, family.
Ontario, man. Out there in Section 8 Capital. What's happening out there in Ontario?
Yes, indeed. Man, you know, same old same out here, man. Just trying to stay away from the faces and all that. How that go?
Yeah. There's a lot of dusty niggas and hood rats out there in Ontario. And they gentrified sure, them. They gentrified them way out there in the desert. Out of sight, out of sound, out of mind.
Very true. Very true, man.
So
listen, man, my question to you, man, is what do you think is the issue, man, with these, you know, a lot of black folks doing these quote-unquote, like, white crimes, man, like hurting their babies and stuff, man? Like, seems to be a lot of that going on lately, man. What do you think the cause of that is?
A lot of black folks have lost their damn minds. And
okay.
Under the system of white supremacy, you emulate the actions of your oppressor. And we just do mindless shit because, and also topple that with self-hate. If you don't like yourself, you're not going to like what comes from you. So there's a lot of hate for children. This is why a lot of older black people basically neglect black children. And they a lot of times will do it very directly, like they will harm the children, or they will do it in a passive aggressive way, where they will just throw black children to the wolves of white supremacy. So well, not all, because, you know, black folks, we still have some humanity, but there's under the system of white supremacy, there's a lot of fuckery that goes on. And we catch the psychological residual damage from that. So this is why we have to know ourselves, and this is why we have to start getting a code of conduct among ourselves, and also get in a position to police ourselves too, because there's no regulatory apparatus in the black community that will reprimand people for doing dumb shit no more. Back in the day, you couldn't harm no kid in the black community. Everybody in the community would fuck you up. You understand?
Oh, very true.
Yeah, you couldn't do that. I remember in school as a kid, there was a dude, I think a dude, he was in junior high, and I think the word was he molested somebody. And the whole school whooped this nigga's ass. He had to change schools. It was a dude, and I was about to say, I ain't gonna say his name, but the dude, they had to take that nigga to another school. He couldn't come to the school no more because we were giving him that fucking work at lunch. So we don't have that no more. We allow a lot of fuckery to go on in the community, and there's no regulatory apparatus to wean that away. So that's what we have to get back, and this is why we got to get that code of conduct. But thank you for the call, family.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yes, indeed. But also another thing I was talking about, and also we're filming Hidden Colors 4 right now. I'm going to be in Atlanta and Chicago. We're filming in Atlanta and Chicago next week. Now, please don't nobody ask me if I'm doing a lecture out there, because every time I say I'm going to be in a city, you, hey, can I get tickets? No, I'm not doing a lecture. Much respect, I'm not doing a lecture, but I'm filming in Atlanta next week, and we're flying right to Chicago a day later. We're filming out there. And for all my Atlanta people, next Monday when I'm out there, I'm going to be on Hot 107.9 at night. Monday night, they hit me up, Hot 107. They wanted me to come on, so I'm going to be on there at 10 at night. So y'all stay up and listen to me chop up some game on Hot 107 in Atlanta this coming Monday night, ladies and gentlemen. And what's the date? I think that's the 11th of May. Let me look at my calendar real quick. That is the 11th. It is. So all my Atlanta folks, hit me up. Also, I do want to do a lecture in Atlanta. So we need a venue. We can get a venue that fits around 1,000 people in Atlanta. That'll be great. If we get a venue in D.C. that can fit around 1,000 people, that'll be great. All my D.C. people, hit me up, because we'll try to get that popping in July so I can hit up all these spots. And also, even in New York, we get a venue that'll fit 1,000 people at least, we can make it happen. But like I said, we're working on Hidden Colors 4 right now. Yesterday, I filmed Professor James Small. I flew him out, and we filmed him. And I'm telling y'all, bro, man, Professor James Small dropped so much damn hot fire. This brother dropped like 3 hours of hot fire. And that's a gift and a curse, because the gift is, it's hot fire. The curse is, I gotta take some of it out. I don't know what to use. So I almost hate when they drop so much hot fire, because then I feel bad having to leave that hot fire on the editing room floor. So my man made my job real difficult for me with all the hot fire he spit. Man, James Small broke down. We break down religion so damn cold. Man, this is going to change the game heavy, man. I really can't wait till we get Hidden Colors 4 out. And again, that's going to be available early 2016, because a lot of people always ask me when Hidden Colors 4 is coming out. So that's going to be early 2016. So we're taking our time to do it right, to make it happen. Let's see who else we got on the phone, family. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? All right, dude. What happened to this nigga? Did that nigga get assaulted? Hey, player. This nigga sound like he got assaulted. Sound like somebody broke in their house and stuck their dick in his mouth. He was like, and then hung up. Hey, player, kick that dick out your mouth and call back if you're all right. But anyway, Sunday we were talking about the Mayweather fight. A lot of people are talking about the aftermath of the Mayweather fight. A lot of the mainstream media, they're talking very greasy about Floyd Mayweather. We did a great article on Melanoid Nation this week talking about Floyd Mayweather and the mainstream media's fake outrage against him. We did a very good article. Shout out to the brother who sent the article in. And shout out to some of the people who want to send articles to melanoidnation.org. You guys can also don't forget to make your donations to melanoidnation.org, by the way, because we're doing a lot of stuff out here in the streets, man. We're really getting a lot of shit popping. And also, you guys can email us at melanoidnation@gmail.com. But we're talking about all the fake outrage over Floyd Mayweather. On Twitter this weekend, so many people after the fight were calling this man nigger, monkey, chimp. There was like thousands of racist comments about Floyd Mayweather and black people in general, because it really wasn't just about Floyd Mayweather. You dig? All these people, they weren't that upset just because of Floyd Mayweather. It was systematic racism. These games and these boxing matches are very symbolic. That's why when people like Jack Johnson, the great Melanoid boxer, when he used to beat his white opponents directly after the fight, because there was no Twitter back then. There was no social network site. So the white supremacists would just go out and start lynching black people. After the Jack Johnson fight, they would just go out after he would beat somebody, and they would get mad because they couldn't beat him in the ring. So they said, okay, we'll use our system to defeat these niggers, and they would go and kill innocent black people. And that's all these fights are. These fights are just metaphors for white supremacy. They're symbols of white supremacy. This is why they attack black people as a whole. With all this fake outrage and all that old shit about these battery cases and all, they don't give a shit about nobody getting battered, especially no black women. They really give a shit about black women being battered. It's black women getting shot in the face out here and shot in the head. They're not saying nothing. These media outlets don't give a damn about no black folks getting battered. They just use that as an opportunity to throw Floyd Mayweather under the bus, and they get their coon train to assist him. But again, on the melanoidnation.org article, we talked about how people from ESPN, like Mike Tirico, that's his name, he's been disciplined by the network for sexually harassing multiple women. Because all these ESPN people are talking very greasy about Mayweather, and all of these sports people. Marv Albert, they don't talk about Marv Albert, who's a sports announcer. He's still working to this day, and he was accused back in the day of biting a woman on the back, assaulting her and biting on the back. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about Jim Lampley and his domestic violence case. See, these double standards that people have out here, they don't give a shit about no damn domestic violence. It's always some other shit when it comes to us. And black people who are trying to ride that coon train, they try to get brownie points by sitting up in front of the white supremacists criticizing people like Mayweather themselves so that the white supremacists can hide behind them. This is why that code of conduct is so greatly needed. And also on Twitter, our Filipino brothers and sisters, because a lot of us, we think we have friends, and like the great warrior scholar John Henry Clark says, we black people, you have no friends. At the end of the day, black folks, you really have no friends. Everybody, they have worked against you and they've competed against you, and they will throw you under the bus to get closer to white supremacy. That's just the name of the game, family. So we think just because people from other races and other groups are talking in black slang and listening to hip hop and wearing their hair, their hat backwards and wearing dreads and braids and taking on ghetto dialect, because that's what they do a lot of times when you talk about them adopting black culture, really it's ghetto dialect. That's all it is, because black culture is not reduced to ghetto dialect. To me, black culture is the John Henry Clarks, the Phil Valentines, Brother Kaba, Shahrazad Ali, people who are freedom fighters. To me, that's black culture. Malcolm X, Dr. King, that's black culture to me. See, the white supremacists, they've redefined black culture into degenerate culture, degenerate behavior, low-income behavior. That ain't black culture. That's just a symptom of white supremacy. And we think just because some of these people in these other groups adopt this ghetto culture, that ain't black culture, it's just low-income ghetto culture, we think that they're somehow down and they ride for us and we got us some type of camaraderie with them. And nothing can be further from the truth. And we fall for that every time. All people have to do to get us on their side, just come around us talking that black shit. Come around throwing a few slang words. I don't buy that. I'm not impressed by other groups of people dressing ghetto or even dressing hip-hop. I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. I was at the mall today. Me and my family, we were at the mall. I saw two Asian guys. Speaking of Asian, it was two Asian dudes. They had, like, tattoos all on their face. They had, like, Adidas sweatsuits. They had, like, I don't know how they dreaded their hair. They had dreadlocks in their hair. And they were talking real hood. They were in the shoe store. They're like, yo, my dude, I got to get these shoes right here. I got to get these J's right here, man. This Asian dude's talking like this, straight up Asian dudes. I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, whoever brothers hang around with these dudes, you better watch your back. These motherfuckers right here will be some of the biggest informants you'd ever want to see. Dudes like that are some of the biggest informants you ever want to meet. All these white dudes with all these tattoos and grills. When you see that, like, what's that rapper, that white rapper, Riff Raff? I would stay so far away from motherfuckers like that with all that nigga shit on and tattoos in your face and yo, what up, that shoddy? Man, those are informants. Those are some of the biggest informants you ever want to meet. That's that whole Marky Mark Funky Bunch shit. You know, back in the 90s, Marky Mark used to talk like that. Yo, yo, the Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch feel the vibrations. You notice he don't talk like that at all no more. He don't talk like that worth a damn. And comes to find out, he was low-key racist. He got charged for some damn hate crimes or some shit like that, allegedly. That's what I heard. Something to that effect. But black folks, you have no friends. Like the great scholar warrior John Henry Clark says, all you have is you. We're CMB. We all we got. But again, a lot of black folks get on this shit where you think the Filipinos and the Asians, they're so down. The Filipinos were on Twitter making the same type of racist comments about Floyd Mayweather. And I was retweeting all that stuff. I was retweeting so much of it. I was retweeting all the nigger comments. The Hispanic people were tweeting all their mayate comments, which is mayate, that's a negative word for black people. It means a black dung beetle. So they were making all their negative comments, and the Asians got in on it too. They were calling the Filipinos, they were calling Mayweather a sunog. That means like burnt skin, and a nog nog, which is basically the Filipino version of nigger. So they were getting it in. And I'm tweeting all this stuff, and there was some black people saying, hey man, you know, I see you tweeting, retweeting all this, Tariq. Man, enough is enough, because it was hurting the feelings of certain black folks. Certain black people saw those tweets I was retweeting, and it was hurting their fucking hearts. It hurts your heart to see that these people who you ride for all the time turning on you like that. Black folks are always the first motherfucker in the Puerto Rican Day Parade. You're the first person at the Cinco de Mayo celebration. You out there drinking and partying up. And at the end of the day, some of these same people you're partying up with, they have these views about you, and you don't want to accept that. You have no friends, black people. You have no friends. And I was tweeting all this stuff. I'm like, no, I'm not going to stop tweeting. I'm going to tweet as much as I can tweet, because y'all need to see this. Y'all need to understand the truth. You need to know the truth. You need to know what's going on. You need to know what people really feel about you. Because now they're showing their true colors, because now they're in an emotional state. They ain't talking in code no more. After Mayweather beat Pacquiao, they ain't talking in code. First, they were talking in code. Oh, he's a wife beater, woman beater, woman beater, woman beater. That was a code. They don't give a shit about no woman beaters. Women beaters all in the white community, Asian community, Hispanic community. They don't give a shit about that. They're just using code word for nigga. And when Mayweather beat Pacquiao, they just stopped using the code word and just started using what they really wanted to say. That's something that black folks are going to have to deal with and accept that. Stop trying to ride out for everybody and ride for yourself. I had brothers telling me, man, I don't know why these Filipino chicks be saying all that, man. They Filipino girl love black dick. Man, these Filipino chicks love them some black dick. And nigga, let me tell y'all something about that giving them the black dick shit. Because the only time when you give the black dick, y'all niggas are the only ones who are confused. You think the black dick is a magic stick that's going to change somebody from representing their race and their community. It don't work like that. They can fuck you and not be confused and go back and rep their community. Black folks, we're the only people confused when you have sex with non-black people. And I'm not even knocking that. If you want to have sex with non-black people, knock yourself out. I'm not on no moral holier than thou hotep shit. If you want to have sex with other people, knock yourself out, but don't allow them to confuse you. And that's what happens to a lot of black people. You think having sex with other nationalities, that's going to kind of wean them away from their nationality. You think that's going to try to convert them into riding for you. And that don't work. Giving the Filipino chick the black dick, you ain't converting her. Because they understand the structure of their nationality and their family, and they know the importance of group protection. They understand that. The Hispanic community, especially Hispanic girls, y'all think y'all can dick down a Hispanic girl and she's going to ride out for you before she ride out on her community? Hell no. They always going to ride out for their community. Real big on their family structure and their community. They're going to ride out for the Hispanic community. black folks just get used sexually by other groups. You think you're getting over, they're getting over on you. They're using you sexually. They'll have their little fun with you, then go back to their community. And you hollering about your black dick. You still here broke, no resources, no power, nothing, talking about your black dick. Nigga, build a community. You got to build something, brother. You got to build something that's more enticing because, look, brother, their nationality is more important than your dick. Their nationality takes care of them. Their group nationality, their group cohesiveness, that takes care of them more than your dick, nigga. So do not get it twisted. But it hurt a lot of people's hearts. But yeah, the Filipino people, they were using their little racial slurs. And what's interesting, the Sunog term, which means burnt skin, that's very interesting. They would use that. And I hope I got some Filipino listeners. And I got some Filipino friends, by the way. Man, one of my barbers is a Filipino dude. Real good dude. Real good dude. But I don't get it twisted, though. You understand, at the end of the day, when it comes to my group and your group, I'm a ride for my group because I know at the end of the day, you're competitive with my group. At the end of the day, you're competitive. And, and another thing, I noticed that a lot of black folks are hopping out here. Yeah, I don't like Mayweather either. Fuck that nigga Mayweather. It's black folks saying this. Somebody tweeted that to me today. Hey, Tariq, I ride with you, man, but I don't fuck with no Floyd Mayweather. I can't stand that nigga. These are other black folks. Do you know how stupid y'all niggas sound right now? Even if you don't like them, that's cool. Keep that shit to yourself. What you trying to prove? Niggas always want to be the odd man out to get some attention. Tell me, people, how many Filipino people have you seen make a disparaging remark about Pacquiao? Name one. Show me one Filipino person to make a disparaging remark about Pacquiao. Show me one. Show me a Hispanic person or Mexican, whoever, who has made disparaging remarks about Oscar De La Hoya. Now, Oscar De La Hoya, he got high on cocaine, was walking around with fishnet stockings on and some hoe heels. There's pictures of this nigga cross-dressing. I still don't see Hispanic people throwing him under the bus. If you feel that way, you keep it to yourself because you understand that we're in a group competitive situation right now. So there's certain types of behavior patterns that you don't exhibit. Only black people do dumb, self-defeating shit simply for the sake of getting attention. But Pacquiao, let me tell you something about Pacquiao. First of all, with all that Sunog shit people talk about, mean burnt skin. Now, if somebody's a Sunog, why don't y'all look up Pacquiao's dad? Have y'all seen Manny Pacquiao's father, Rosalio Pacquiao? He's darker than Floyd Mayweather. Pacquiao's father is darker than Floyd Mayweather. You have to remember, we talked about this in the Hidden Colors film. The original Filipinos are very dark-skinned people. They got dark-skinned Filipinos with afros and shit. The Eta people, which are still over there. The Aea people, which are still over there in little villages and stuff. Now, when the Spanish came, they mixed in with some of these people, and they mixed in with other Asian groups. Some of them became lighter, but you still have that dark Filipino element over there. There's some black-ass Filipinos. So is Manny's dad a Sunog too? Manny's dad is dark as hell. And speaking of fake outrage, a lot of folks don't know this. Because people find all types of shit to be fake outrage about us about. Y'all remember with Mike Vick, when Mike Vick had the dog fights in his house. Even to this day, the white supremacists still get on his case about that, even though he's playing again and all that. But he went to jail and they still get on his case about that. That fake outrage about the dog fighting. Pacquiao's dad, if we're going to be fake outrage, be outraged about what happened with his dad. Pacquiao ran away from home as a teen, I think, because his dad ate his dog. I'm not making that up. Look that up. Manny Pacquiao's father ate his dog. Now, where are all the PETA people and the human rights, I mean, the Humane Society and the animal rights groups and all that. How come they haven't said nothing about that? If we're going to do the fake outrage thing. Manny Pacquiao's father ate his dog. I know that it sounds crazy. It's a true story. Because part of the Filipino culture is to eat dogs. It's crazy. So where's all the outrage of that? Where's PETA and the National Humane Society? Where are you guys at now? All you Pacquiao fans, how could you support a man whose family eats poor little innocent animals? How would you support that? How could you support a fighter whose family eats poor little defenseless animals? That's domestic animal abuse. Now, how can y'all support that? Since we're going to throw some fake outrage out there, let's just throw it all the way out there. A poor little innocent dog, he ate little Scruffy. But again, this fake outrage shit happens when it comes to us. All these other groups have this fake outrage when it comes to us. We have no friends. And it doesn't matter, family, whether you're rich, poor, no matter what you are. If you're poor, the white supremacists will attack you. If you're rich, they will attack you. Because we live in a system of white supremacy. It doesn't matter. The white supremacists, all of us are the same under the system of white supremacy. Melanated people, you are considered an enemy of the state by the white supremacists. You have no friends. This is why Bill Cosby, who has not been convicted or arrested for a crime, he's been having all of these false accusations thrown at him, but Bill Cosby has not been charged with a crime. And they still go around the country everywhere he's on a lecture, or not a lecture tour, but on a comedy tour, and they go around the country, these little white supremacists, pretending that they are fighting for sexual abuse of women and all this old shit. They're going around following Bill Cosby, heckling him all over the country. Has anybody heckled Woody Allen? If we talking about doing some shit sexually, that ain't cool. Woody Allen got with his adopted daughter, waited for her to grow up and got with her. That's some sexually perverted shit. That's real perverted. You sat up here and raised a chick to start fucking. Has he been heckled at any point in time, anywhere? You understand? It doesn't matter if you're a black person. It doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, nothing. Empower yourself. If the white supremacists are going to attack you, at least have some money to protect yourself. At least have your financial game in order to protect yourself. Let's get on the phone and let's see who we got on this phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Okay, now y'all messing with the flow of the show now. Don't do that. Let's try one more time. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, this is Brian out of DMV, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. How you doing this evening?
I'm good, Brian. What's on your mind, fam?
Hey, a whole lot, man, because you keep touching on so many subjects. I don't know which way to go. First of all, have you seen the video of these white kids holding up the Confederate flag for their high school prom? One's holding a high-powered rifle, the other one's holding their AR-15.
Yeah, I saw that, man. I saw that. And that's another thing. While they keep telling us to forgive and hug our enemies and all that, they're giving their children in the dominant society, they're giving them guns, rifles, machine guns, and they're flexing and showing them off in the whole shebang. And they got our children on the run for, like, stepping on the flag and holding a gun. My man Eric Shepard, the young man out there in in Georgia, the black brother who was protesting the injustices that's been going on, and they showed him stepping on a flag, and now they have an APB out on him. They're trying to find him, and he's on the run right now, and he's trying to turn himself in. I spoke with his mother, actually. His family reached out to me, so I talked to the family. They don't know where he is, by the way, so I don't want the feds tapping my damn phone. They don't know where he is, but the family has reached out to me, and I've been chopping it up with the family, and, you know, they're afraid for the young man's life because They found pictures of him with a gun. Now he's a terrorist. They're trying to call that young man a terrorist. But you got white kids all over the country taking pictures with automatic fucking rifles and guns. So that's
exactly,
crazy.
Exactly.
Man.
Two quick other things. The closing of the Walmarts in Texas. A lot of people are saying that this is the military occupying these Walmarts because they're closing down this Walmart in this community, saying it's closed because of plumbing problems. But it's been found out that the military has occupied that Walmart.
Oh, damn.
And are planning some covert stuff. Just Google it on YouTube, people. Check it out on YouTube.
This is in Texas?
In Texas.
Okay, because I'm going to look into that because there might be some credence to that because I know down in Texas there was the shooting of this so-called, they were having some kind of contest, some kind of white supremacist right-wing group were having some kind of contest where you can draw Muhammad. They were basically trying to antagonize people of Islamic faith. They said some Muslims came and tried to shoot at them, but they killed these Muslims. And then they said that ISIS claimed responsibility for it. I mean, that shit sounds so fucking phony and fake, and it sounds fishy as hell.
They also paid $10,000 to have the SWAT team already there.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow.
Yeah, I heard that on CBS News. They paid $10,000 to have the SWAT team on the premises. That's why they were there so quickly.
Man, that sounds like the biggest crock of shit, dude. So now ISIS is in the United States. Get the fuck all the way out of here. So I don't know what these white supremacists got going on, but it's usually some fuckery, and that's why we got to keep our eyes open and we got to circle our wagons, man. But thank you for the call, family.
All right.
Yes, indeed. Like I said, man, we all we got. We ain't got no friends. So let's act like it. We got to get that trust game in order. And that's what I'm going to talk about when I go on my lecture tour this summer. I want to talk about how we can start building trust within the melanoid community. Because that's been one of our biggest obstacles. And we're going to have to get over that obstacle in order to empower ourselves, family. Don't forget, man, get tickets to join me in Philadelphia on July 5th and Detroit on July 18th. Get tickets at TariqLive.com. I want to add Dallas to the list of places I go, but I got to find a venue. I want to add Washington, D.C., but I got to find a venue, and I would love to add New York. So all my people in those areas, if you can assist us with that, give us some recommendations and some good recommendations. Don't hit me up. Hey, man, there's a Chuck E. Cheese y'all can do it at in my neighborhood. No, motherfucker. Give us some shit that makes sense, all right? Y'all can email me at info@tariqelite.com. Don't forget to check out my new lecture, Real Good Hot Fire, International Racism. Get that at tariqradio.com and get the brand new melanin shirts that's flying off the shelves at tariqelite.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right? I'm out of here. And don't forget to join me on Ustream this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, I'ma holla.